This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The 40 ahadith of that alim, that scholar, that muhaddith, that zahid, that usuli, that faqih, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. These 40 ahadith, walhamdulillah, we began the explanation of them with the first hadith, and that was innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. We went one after the other, mashallah, tabarakallah, and we've now concluded 23 of those beautiful, super important, comprehensive ahadith. Why these 40 ahadith, brothers and sisters? Because if you know them, if you understand them, if further you go and you memorize them, then in reality, you understand the deen of al-Islam. Because Islam revolves around these ahadith. These ahadith give us the meaning. They are comprehensive in their meaning. Ya Rasul, my Rasul, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A few words he would say, and they were vast in meaning. And so, brothers and sisters, the scholar Imam An-Nawawi, he collected these ahadith, walhamdulillah. 23 we are done with. We now move on, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, to hadith number 24. A very beautiful hadith, and one of those ahadith which we would call the hadith Qudsi. A hadith Qudsi. And what is a hadith Qudsi? We will discuss, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Hadith number 24. عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Dhar narrates from the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who narrates from who? Who narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful, subhanallah. So this hadith is different from the other ones where the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم says and the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions. But here, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning from Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah said. This is different from the other ahadith. Subhanallah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِيمَا يَرْوِيهِ عَنْ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَنَّهُ قَالْ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates, narrates from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. What did Allah mention? What did Allah say? يَا عِبَادِي, O my slaves, إني حرمت ظلم على نفسي. Verily, I have forbidden, I've made haram, oppression upon myself. وجعلته بينكم محرما, and I've also made it haram amongst one of you, amongst all of you. فلا تظالموا, and so do not oppress one another. Ya ibadi, O my beloved servants, kullukum dallun illa man hadaytu fastahduni ahdikum. All of you are in misguidance. All of you are far from the way of Allah. All of you are far away from guidance, except those who I have guided. And so seek guidance from me and I will guide you. Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtu fastat'imuni ut'imkum. O my servants, all of you are hungry, and so seek from me and I will feed you. Ya ibadi, kullukum aarin illa man kasawtu fastaksuni aksikum. All of you are naked except the ones that I have clothed, and so seek from me and I will clothe you. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una billayli wan nahar. O my servants, you all commit sins during the night and during the day. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, and I forgive all sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and so seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters, what a beautiful hadith. Ya ibadi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing me, addressing you, addressing Salman and addressing Simon, addressing Samantha and Sumayya, addressing all of mankind. Ya ibadi, Allah says, innakum lan tablughu durri fatadurruni wa lan tablughu naf'i fatanfa'uni. O my servants, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and you will not attain befitting me so as to benefit me. O my servants, ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that, O my servants, if the first and the last of you, and the human of you and the jinn of you, were as pious as the most pious heart of anyone amongst you, it will not add any benefit, anything extra to my dominion. It will not add anything extra to Allah's dominion if we were all upon the most pious of hearts. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من منكي شيئا. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you and the human of you and the jinn of you were upon the worst and the most wicked of hearts of any amongst you, it will not decrease from my dominion in the least bit. Ya ibadi, O my servants, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخية إذا أدخل البحر. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you, and the human of you, and the jinn of you, were all to gather together on one playing field, one portion of land, and you all asked of me, and I were to give every one of you whatever you've asked for, that will not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases the water when it's entered into the ocean. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, Ya ibadi, innama hiya a'malukum uhsiha lakum. O my servants, it is but your deeds, your actions that I reckon for you. Then I recompense you for them. Thumma uwafikum iyaha, I give you the recompense for your actions. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. Whoever finds good, let him praise Allah. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. And whoever finds other than good, then he should not blame anyone but himself. Do not blame anyone but yourself. رواه مسلم. Brothers and sisters, this hadith Qudsi. Brothers and sisters, this beautiful hadith recorded in Sahih Muslim, recorded in the Adab al-Mufrad of Imam al-Bukhari. And we have various narrations of this hadith recorded by Imam al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and others. As for the narrator Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala an, we discussed his biography when we discussed hadith number 18. Number 3, the importance of this hadith. This hadith here prohibits injustice. Allah's made haram upon himself a zulm, and also made zulm haram upon one another amongst us. We find that Abu Idris al-Khulani, when he would narrate this hadith, brothers and sisters, Ahmed, Sumayya, Ilyas, listen, when Abu Idris al-Khulani, when he would narrate this hadith, he would fall down onto his knees out of respect and awe for the meaning of what this hadith contains. Subhanallah. This hadith is what? This hadith is a hadith Qudsi, when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for number 4, the explanation of this hadith, فِيمَا يَرْوِيهِ عَنْ رَبِّهِ, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that Allah said, certain common differences between hadith Qudsi and the noble Qur'an. Someone might ask, well, if hadith Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that Allah said, well then what's the difference between that and the noble Qur'an? Because the noble Qur'an, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ and Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Ma'idah and Surah Baqarah, etc., etc. What is that? That is what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is relating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is there a difference between Hadith Qudsi and Qur'an? Can I in my salah say Allahu Akbar? And then instead of reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and a Surah of the Noble Qur'an, I start reciting a Hadith Qudsi. Will that be valid? Will that be okay? When I mention a Hadith Qudsi, do I get 10 rewards for every letter like I get for the Noble Qur'an? Good questions. We found that many of the ulama have stated that there are differences, no doubt, between the Noble Qur'an and a Hadith Qudsi. And from amongst them, the Qur'an was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both meaning and the words. The wording and the meaning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Jibreel to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas Hadith Qudsi may be received through any of the various means. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get this inspiration via various means. Whereas the Noble Quran, this was revealed by Allah in both meaning and wording via Jibreel to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, the Quran is a living miracle and a challenge to all of mankind, that they will not be able to come up with anything like the Noble Quran. Whereas a Hadith Qudsi, they could come up with something. John, Jack, Samantha, they could come up with some words which are very similar to a Hadith Qudsi. But as for the Quran, no. The challenge with regards to this miracle is upon the Noble Quran. We also find that with respect to the Noble Quran, we said that both the wording and the meaning were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the Hadith Qudsi, many of the ulama of the opinion, only the meaning was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas the words came from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. The meaning for the Hadith Qudsi from Allah, but the wording from the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this difference, this is debated amongst the ulama. Lastly, the Quran is only allowed as recitation, as qira'ah, when you are in salah, and nothing but the Noble Quran. Whereas Hadith Qudsi, you cannot recite it in your salah, and you do not get the same reward for mentioning a Hadith Qudsi as you would get for recitation of the Noble Quran. And we leave you with the last matter, and that is, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, There is a lot of discussion amongst the muhaddithin, amongst the usuli scholars, with regards to the differences between Hadith Qudsi and the Noble Quran. It's a very detailed discussion. These differences that we've listed, some of them, and all of them are very, very famous, but they are not without any i'tirad. They are not without any debate, great debate on that matter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. The hadith begins with, Ya Ibadi, O my servants, O my slaves. This shows us, subhanAllah, the relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and the created, the master, and we are the servants, we are the slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses who? The Muslims? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all of mankind. Ya Ibadi, Inni haramtu zulma ala nafsi. I have made zulm haram upon myself. What is zulm? Zulm is any type of wrong, any type of injustice. It is literally putting something in its wrong place. Linguistically, it means to put something in its wrong place. That is oppression. That is incorrect. And Allah does not oppress. What did Allah mention in the Noble Quran? وَلَا يَظُلِّمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not treat anyone with injustice. Surah Kahf, verse number 49. We recited on the Fridays. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظُلِّمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Surely Allah does not oppress even the weight of an atom, small, tiny, even a little bit of oppression, Allah does not oppress, subhanAllah. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 40. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah does not want any injustice to the world. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 108. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made ظُلْم haram upon himself. Allah does not oppress. What does this mean? What does this mean that Allah made it haram upon himself? Majority of the ulama state that zulm is something which is impossible in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wording is Allah made it haram upon himself, but the meaning is it's impossible. It's in relation to Allah, there can never be any zulm. Whereas other scholars like Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Rajab, Ibn Uthaymeen and others, they said no. The fact that Allah made it haram upon himself, it means that Allah could have oppressed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen not to oppress, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and justice is such that He will not oppress. And they went more with the literal interpretation of this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the day, with both interpretations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not oppress, as is stated clearly in the noble Quran. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَحَرَّمًا, and I've made it haram amongst all of you. Ibn Taymiyyah states that this covers the entire deen, that there's nothing in this religion which is haram, except if you look at it from another angle, it is a type of zulm, stealing, oppression, backbiting, ghiba, namima, theft, fraud, zina, all of these which are haram in our sharia, there's an element of zulm in it. And that's why it is haram, and it's haram amongst one another. We found that companion, when he stood before the emperor of Persia, what did he say? Min jawril adyan ila adlil Islam. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to remove us from the oppression of the false religions to the justice of al-Islam. And what's the greatest justice? What is the greatest adl, the greatest justice? It is tawheed, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. No ism and schism, no 2%, 3%, 4% shade here of any type of shirk to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our tawakkul, our obedience, our ibadah only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest sin, the greatest injustice and the greatest sin would be to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَن تَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ, to make partners with Allah while He is the one who created you. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, Allah said in the Quran, verily shirk, it is a great type of oppression. Surah Luqman, verse number 13. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ مِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, those who do not judge by that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, then they are the oppressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows and He is the absolute truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put man on earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this guidance. When man does whatever he wants to do, use his aql and to decide on matters, then there will be zulm. What did Allah mention? Judge by that which Allah has revealed, then your limited understanding will deceive you if you rely upon it. And if you try to rely upon that and not upon Allah, then you are from amongst the zalimeen. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we return very soon. Hayyakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. We continue bi-ithnillahi ta'ala hadith number 24 from the 40 ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. Brothers and sisters, our discussion on zulm, oppression. Allah has made oppression haram upon Himself, and He made oppression haram amongst ourselves, amongst, between myself and yourself, between Ahmed, Ilya, Sumayya, Fatima, between Simon, Jack and Samuel, between all of us, zulm and oppression is haram. What are some of the types of oppression? We have a type of oppression between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your disobedience with the regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Between yourself and other human beings. Between yourself and other types of creation. The plants out there, the animals out there. We find another categorization of zulm would be that there's a type of zulm and oppression which will not be forgiven. What is that? That is shirk. Don't take a try. Don't take a chance with the matter of shirk. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah will not forgive the sin of shirk, but He will forgive all other types of sins. So that's one type of zulm, and that is the type of zulm that will not be forgiven, and that is shirk. Number two, a type of zulm that won't be overlooked until it is reconciled in this world or the hereafter. You backbit somebody, you oppress somebody, you stole the wealth of somebody, you did somebody down, whatever it might be. This is huquq al-ibad, the rights of mankind. Either you sort it out in this world, or it will have to be sorted out in the hereafter. SubhanAllah. Only when that individual, you know, lets you go and lets it be, then it will be forgiven. And the third type of zulm, that zulm which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might overlook and forgive, you know, sins besides the sin of shirk, which do not have anything to do with the rights of other human beings. We find with regards to the rights of other human beings, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من كانت له مظلمة لأخيه من عرضه أو شيء فليتحلله منه اليوم قبل أن لا يكون دينار ولا درهم إلا إن كان له عمل صالح إن كان له عمل صالح أخذ منه بقدر مظلمته وإن لم تكن له حسنات أخذ من سيئات صاحبه فحمل عليه. Whoever has wronged another concerning his reputation or anything else should beg him to forgive him before the day of resurrection, when there will not be any money to recompense. But if the person has good deeds, his good deeds will be taken from him according to the wrong that he has done to the other. And if he's got no good deeds, then the sins of the oppressed person will be loaded onto his scales. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Sort it out in this world. Sort it out in this world. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. Take note, brothers and sisters, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the matter of zulm, the matter of oppression, then what is its opposite? The opposite is justice. The opposite is equality. The opposite is adl and adala. And that must really, really be important, subhanallah. We find in the noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Verily Allah will not allow the zalimun to be successful. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimin. Verily Allah does not love those who commit oppression. We find, wala tahsabanna Allah ghafilan amma ya'malu al-zalimun. Don't think that Allah is unaware of what the zalimun do. Innama yu'akhiruhum liyawmin tashkhasu fihi al-absar. But rather, Allah is giving them respite to the day when the eyes will stay in horror. Subhanallah. Don't wait for that day when eyes will stare in horror. Sort it out in this world. وَتِلْقَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. And those towns, we destroyed them when they fell into oppression. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, اِتَّقُوا الظُّلْمُ فَإِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلُمَاتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Beware of oppression, for verily it is darkness on Yawmul Qiyamah. Yawmul Qiyamah, we want light. We want to go over the Sirat. We want light. But the person who oppresses will be in a state of darkness. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. Verily Allah orders us with what? Allah orders us with justice, subhanallah. Ya Abdallah, ya Amat Allah, fala tazalamu. And so do not oppress one another. Do not cheat one another. Do not steal from one another. Do not lie to one another. Do not gossip to one another. Do not delay payment when your debts are due. Do not deny the debt in the first place. Do not spill the blood of the other. Do not backbite. Do not pass on false stories and accusations about one another. Fala tazalamu. Do not oppress one another. Ya ibadi, كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهديكم. All of you are far away from guidance, except those that I have guided, and so seek guidance from me. Seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we say in salah? Every day in Surah Al-Fatiha. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to what? Guide us to the straight path. Guide us to the straight path, subhanallah. Ya Abdallah, ya Amat Allah. You've had scholars, you've had alims, you've had imams, you've had awliya, etc. Some who towards the final days, due to whatever, either due to doubts, or either due to shahawat and desires, they went off the right track. They went off the right track. You had individuals who were around the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then said, this man's killing the enemy left, right and center. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, he's in the fire. And when somebody looked and found that this man was injured in the battle, and what did he do? He took his own life, subhanallah. He took his own life. He committed suicide. We never judge a book by the cover, brothers and sisters. Ya Abdallah, ya Amat Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Ya Rasul, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his sujood, ya muqallib al-qulub, ثبت قلبي على دينك. O the one who is in charge of the hearts, the turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon, make my heart firm upon al-Islam. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his night prayers, he would say, Allahumma Rabba Jibreel, wa Mikail, wa Israfil, Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, ila akhirihi, until the end. And in the dua, he would say, O Allah, people have gone into differences, etc. You guide me to that which is thee. That which is the truth. Ya ibadi kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtu fastat'imuni ut'imkum. All of you are hungry except those that I've provided risk for, I've provided food for, and so seek it from me. All of you are ja'i'un illa man kasawtu. Ya ibadi kullukum 'arin illa man kasawtu fastaksuni aksikum. All of you are naked except those who I have clothed. And so seek from me and I will clothe you. This clothing, this is adornment, subhanAllah. This adornment to cover our awrah. To cover our awrah. We don't want people to see that. The first punishment upon Adam and Hawa was what? Was the removal of their clothing. It was punishment upon them that the clothing was removed, subhanAllah. Today, you cannot pick up a magazine, newspaper, except that you find people walking around naked. Allah musta'an, that this adornment is now used as a tool of seduction. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, ittaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone passes away, the male, he is shrouded in 3 pieces of this plain cloth. And the female, in 5 pieces, subhanAllah. Why? Because the female requires a higher level of sitr, a higher level of covering. اتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِيَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِيَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ تُخْتِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. O my servants, you all commit sins during the night and during the day, and I forgive sins, all of them. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And so seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us hope. This is a bounty from Allah. This bounty that we can turn to Him for forgiveness. We are all prone to sin. Kullu bani Adam khata. Anyone does not sin, we all sin. We all sin. All of the children of Adam sin. Turn to Allah. Do not despair. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is ghafar. Ghafar, the one who conceals the sin. The one who removes the effects of the sin. The one who removes the consequences of that sin. Allah is ghafar. And we all know the conditions for tawbah. Oh Allah, forgive me. No, brothers. We need to do it for the sake of Allah. We need to have remorse in our hearts. I'm not going to do this. I'm stopping. I'm not going to go into the sin again. I'm determined not to return back to it. And one makes the tawbah when? Before one reaches the end of one's life. One makes the tawbah when one still has time. SubhanAllah. Ya ibadi, innakum lan tablughu durri fatadurruni. O my servants, you will not be able to harm me. وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. And we will not be able to benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the first of us, the last of us, the ins, the jinns, they were all together upon the most righteous of hearts of any one of us, it will not increase Allah's dominion in any way whatsoever. And if we were all upon the hearts of the most criminal of those amongst us, it will not decrease, it will not diminish Allah's kingdom in the least bit. What does this tell us? It tells us, Ya ayyuhan nas, antum wal fuqara'u ila Allah. We are all poor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all needy before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who has everything in His control and His hand. We need help, we need assistance, we need a wife, we need a husband, we need kids, we need parents. Allah is not in need. Allah is beyond the need of anything. This will not enrich Allah's kingdom nor diminish. Kings of this world, they are in need. They are in need of people, they are in need of citizenry. The more citizens you have, the greater your dominion, the greater you are as a king. If the citizens do not obey you, then your kingdom will be lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing like this applies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد. If all of insan and jinn, they were upon one plane, and they all asked Allah for whatever they wanted, everything, anything, whatever they wanted, they asked. and if Allah gave, it will not decrease Allah's bounties in the least bit. It will not even decrease like you take a needle and you enter it into the ocean and take it out. What does it take off? What does it take out from the ocean, subhanAllah? Nothing, nothing. So your all, whatever request you have, you will not be able to exhaust Allah's treasures, subhanAllah. Allah's treasures cannot be exhausted. Ya ibadi, innama hiya a'malukum. These are your actions, O my servants. And I will recompense you based upon them. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا Whoever finds good, فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ Let him praise Allah. What did Allah mention in the Noble Qur'an? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ Whoever does an atom of good will see it. Whoever does an atom of evil will also get his recompense. Surah Zalzala, verse number 7 and 8. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ If you do good, you will see it and you will praise Allah. Imagine, for every good that you do, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا Whoever does any good, minimum, it will be multiplied 10 times. Minimum, multiplied 10 times. So you will see good. Surah An'am, verse number 160. And وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ And whoever does other than good, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ Let him not blame anyone but himself. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا Allah musta'an. The one who gets his hand behind his back. يَا لَيْتَنِي The person will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي I was not in the state. Allah musta'an. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ Whoever gets his book in the left hand. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَ Oh, oh, if only I did not get my book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ And if only I didn't know about this hisab. If this accountability didn't take place. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ Rather I died, it would have been better. ما أغنى عني ماليا My wealth has not been able to help me هلك عني سلطانيا And my power has gone away from me My sultan has gone away from me خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوا Seize him and fetter him Put him into these like handcuffs And throw him into the blazing hellfire Surah Al-Haqqah Verse number 25 to 31 Allah musta'an So whoever sees good Let him praise Allah. And whoever does evil, then he should not blame anyone but himself when he gets his recompense. Brothers and sisters, this beautiful hadith, hadith Qudsi, dealing with justice, dealing with the prohibition of oppression, dealing with the prejudice that maybe we might have to one another, put aside those prejudices based upon skin color, wealth, caste, etc., whatever it might be, with your nationality. No, no, no. Do not be prejudiced to one another. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا Do not oppress. And we are all weak at the end of the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the strong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ We learned the lesson of justice at the end of the day. With relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's built upon grace. We error, we fall into mistakes, and we hope for grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to our relationship with fellow man, then this relationship is built upon justice. Do not oppress one another. Do not just hope for grace from one another, and so you just do as you wish. No, 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 no. The relationship between fellow man is built upon equality and justice. Whereas with Allah, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is where we end off this explanation of hadith number 24. Walhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting, our learning, our studying in our scales of good deeds.